last year there were about 110,000 overpayments, and they totaled about $87 million. There's some important context to that number, though. The $87 million is out of nearly $2.3 billion that we disbursed, and we were able to recoup about almost $43 million in overpayments.
Why did these overpayments occur?
Well, some level of overpayment is inherent in the business operation because there are multiple points for appeal. So someone may initially be determined eligible for unemployment. Their former employer might appeal that decision. And if the appeal is successful, then we have an overpayment. So there will be some level of overpayment inherent in the system, but there are also things that we can do to make sure people are fulfilling all the eligibility requirements, make sure they are looking for work, make sure they're registered in the state job system, make sure they're doing the things on a weekly basis that keep them eligible for unemployment. And then, of course, there's fraud, and we are working to step up our anti-fraud measures. Not all overpayment is fraud, but fraud is a component.
What happens if somebody is paid over the series of several months, several thousand dollars, you finally catch it, you say to them, pay it back, and they say, we spent it and we're poor, we don't have the money?
Well, we work to collect overpayments, and we don't forgive the overpayments, and so we do a number of different things. If we're not able to collect an overpayment, we can certify it to the Attorney General for collections. The other thing that happens sometimes, if a claimant is truly not able to repay a non-fraud overpayment, is that we will deduct that overpayment from their benefits should they become unemployed again. And so that would be one way. But there are other measures that we're looking for. We're on the verge of implementing a program that's actually a partnership between Job and Family Services, the Attorney General, and the IRS. That will allow us to garnish people's income tax returns if they owe an unemployment compensation debt.
What would you say to people who might say, look, if it's an overpayment because the government made a mistake, it's unfair to try to make these people pay it back?
We are sympathetic to people who are in that situation. And we certainly don't want to be overly hard on anyone. And actually, part of the reason that the unemployment rate exploded during the recession was because we have a legal obligation to make an eligibility determination quickly, and we were inundated with new applicants, and the agency at the time decided that the important thing was to provide this crucial benefit so families could pay their mortgage and pay other bills and keep food on the table. So we understand all of that. On the other hand, we have an obligation to the taxpayers to pay as accurately as possible.